forgot to put us on recorded recording, so we can put that up on the website later. But you are on, and of course, there's some stuff to do around Coffeeville.
There
so why don't
is.
We just go ahead and
there
jump right
is.
In.
So today we were actually not at a business. We had an opening, didn't have any businesses sign up today, and we thought this was the perfect time just to make announcements about all the stuff coming up this fall. So community events, chamber events. We just spent the day highlighting all the stuff going on in Coffeeville. So here's some things coming up. Of course, 100 mile sale, for those of you that are great thrifters, that's coming up. And we are actually selling, not selling, but you can pay $5 to put your name on the map, and that we'll be publishing. And that's only $5. And then that also waives your city permit. So if you want to sign up, make sure to get to the chamber right away. Then coming up in October, well, actually before October, September 28th is the 150th gala out at the Brown Mansion. We're excited about that because we don't get in a lot of opportunities to dress up and have a nice formal evening. So it's going to be great. If you haven't got your tickets, stop by the chamber and get those. Although we did have lots of people ask about attire. Some of us will be dressing all up, so you can wear a cocktail dress or whatever formal attire you want. But you can also come in like a jeans and a nice shirt. So don't feel intimidated. It's a little bit for everything. But that'll be out at the Brown Mansion. And then the weekend after that is Dalton Defenders Day weekend. And that's going to be exciting this year because it's the 150th, so we're trying to celebrate everything big this year. So that weekend there's going to be some more activities, including the train rides. They're bringing those back, and they'll have three different train rides that you can do. Also, on that Friday, the Defenders Museum is moving to their new location, and they've been moving stuff the last few months and getting set up. But that Friday at 9:30, they're going to have their dedication and ribbon cutting. So hope to see the whole community out for that. Following weekend, of course, is our Chamber Brew Fest. So very excited about that. Hops Around Town event. We have lots of great questions coming up about that. So it's $25 for a ticket. And everybody says, well, what all does that get you? Well, that gives you samples of all the breweries, distilleries, and wineries. If you did a sample of everyone, which there's no way you could probably do every one of them sample, but if you did, you'd probably be getting 40 to 50 different samples of drinks. So lots to choose from there. And then, of course, that includes music. There's a cornhole tournament, vendors, games, activities, you name it. I apologize for our listeners. I do have a cold, so. So that'll be the October 12th. Make sure you sign up online to get your tickets. And if you wear your t-shirts and you buy a t-shirt and you wear it that day, there'll also be specials from all of our downtown businesses that you get. Next thing we've got coming up. So we're excited. This year, we've got some changes to our Christmas Bucks giveaway.
Okay.
For years, we've had this, and everybody's, you know, saved their tickets. That's the thing. Get your tickets, save it every year. Well, through the years, it's kind of lost its luster, and people lose their tickets. It's hard to keep all your tickets from 20 different stores. So we wanted to change it up a little bit so we can guarantee more winners and make it more exciting for everybody.
Everybody loves a winner.
Yes. We don't want to sit there and gather tickets and go, oh, I'll never win. So now you get to increase your chances of winning, and it's guaranteed. So, for example, you would go into a store, and instead of collecting a ticket, you'd fill out your name and phone number and put it in the box. And then we're going to do direct drawings from that. So there's no waiting to see what your magic number is. You'll know immediately. We'll draw your name, go, hey, you're a winner. In addition, instead of one big winner, we're going to have multiple smaller winners. So there's going to be a $500 winner and then four $100 winners. So lots more winners every week. Guaranteed. And we're excited about that. And that's going to kick off on November 10th, which is the holiday open house that we do every year. And it just kind of promotes some shopping local and some fun in our community. So more details coming on that soon. Shortly after that will be our annual Christmas parade. And for those of you that have never attended, it is amazing. Not very many communities have a nighttime parade. Lots of daytime.
Okay.
But nighttime, you don't see that. And there's something magical about seeing all the lights.
Yes.
I love that. It's my favorite thing, is just seeing all the different things lit up. And so this year, we're going to have a challenge to the community. It is our very end of the 150th that we've been celebrating all year.
Mm-hmm.
So to end the year, we want to have 150 entries into the parade. That way it's bigger and better and more exciting and a great way just to end the year celebrating the awesomeness that there is of Coffeyville. So I think we had like 78 last year, which is a lot, but we won 150. So every church, club, group, business, organization that wants to come, you don't have to have a big float.
Yeah.
We've got tractors coming. They're going to get all lit up. We've got some groups walking and singing and dancing. You name it, you just have it. Just have some fun. And then we're also, I forgot to announce this today at CNN, but we're also going to be doing some awards this year. So we haven't got them all set up yet, but we're going to be working on some awards, looking for some sponsors that might want to help with that. But we want to make it just an exciting year to end off. So that'll be coming up in December. And then the last thing is Candlelit Tours out at the Brand Mansion. Again, if you've never been, you have to go. We've got people coming from all over, kind of a four-state region that come in for that. Because just the Brand Mansion is beautiful, but to see it lit up, gorgeous. They had 50 trees last year, and this year their goal is 150 trees. So that'll be neat to see, and that'll be going on coming up this fall. So lots of fun, really good stuff coming up.
Yeah, maybe not a whole lot of stuff in the weeks to come, like in the direct future, but in the months to come, and maybe as we roll up into October, November, December. Of course, everybody knows that's when the holidays start kicking in.
Exactly.
You got Halloween, you got Thanksgiving, and you got Christmas. And
I missed that too. Spooktacular. That's a big one downtown. I mean, tons of kids. 600 kids, I think, last year. 600 to 800. So, yeah. Lots of stuff coming up.
Yeah, Halloween definitely. A lot of holiday that has something for everybody, of course. You know, kids, of course, they want the candy. Adults, some of us still like to put on the costumes every now and again. I don't know if I'm going to be participating or not. And then, of course, we roll into Thanksgiving, and then we roll into Christmas. And again, that Christmas parade. I've never been to a nighttime parade. When you said not every place has a parade, I'm like, I'm not sure about that, because I've been to parades in a lot of different places. But you're probably right about nighttime parade. I don't think I've ever seen one. So let's see some Christmas lights out there. I'm actually quite hyped for that. So
well, and in addition to that, the Chamber purchased new Christmas lights for downtown. Okay. So the downtown will be lit up with new lights, and then you'll have all these cars and vehicles and groups lit up, and it's really pretty to see. So
all right,
you'll have to come down and see it.
Yeah, and so we'll look forward to it in about 3 months. But I think that'll go ahead and do it. But, you know, plenty of stuff to do here in Coffeyville, as always, and plenty of stuff to look forward to as well.
Now, we still have – do we have time?
Yes, we have plenty of time.
Okay, good. Because I was like, that was just kind of the main events that the Chamber and the community has. But then all of our members, of course, had some stuff that they were sharing about some events coming up. So, for example, October 5th, during Dalton Defenders Weekend, the Dalton Defenders Daylight Defenders Group, excuse me, has their annual pancake feed. And that's at First Baptist Church. And then 18th and 19th, and then again the 25th and 26th, is the annual Spook Trail out at Cedar Bluff Camp. So that's always a fun thing for the kids to go to. So coming up on Friday the 13th, so that's not this Friday, but next Friday, is Downtown Movie Night. And this time it's on the movie Hook. So they're going to have all kinds of activities, and the Midland Theater is sponsoring that. This Saturday, is the Lions Club Golf Tournament. Still time to have a team or to have some items in the goodie bag if you want to do that. Alicia Yates from Coffeyville Printing and NATO Alley. If you haven't heard, NATO Alley sold to Designs Unlimited. They've all combined. But Alicia wanted everybody to know that she still has Coffeyville Printing Center for all of your custom printing. And right now they've got a promotion going on where they can give you some free business cards. So give her a call and find out a little bit more about that. This weekend, Dylan Oder from Community State Bank was announcing the Ducks Unlimited Banquet, where they give away about 40 different guns through an auction and raffle, and all the kids get a goodie bag. If you still want tickets, you can contact Thomas Friedel from Kansas Lumber. Jamie Grant from Coffeyville Rec. Adult flag football signups are due next week, so make sure you get in for that. And then September 14th, the Magic basketball team's having a fundraiser. And that'll be starting at 10 a.m. where they're going to be doing pulled pork sandwiches. Kim from Utopia, this Friday, they're having a cupcake fundraiser for the girls' dance team for Phil Kinley High School. So stop by there and grab your cupcakes. Leanne Eggers from Public Library. Next Monday starts their nutrition classes that they're very excited about. And then Tuesday is in a teen and adult painting class. So make sure to sign up ahead of time for that. Melissa Johnson from Harry Hines. They, on September 20th, is a Health on Purpose Fair. Health Fair. That'll be in Independence. Make sure you attend that. And the 26th or the 28th, they're having a Veterans Benefit Expo in Independence. So make sure to share that with all your veterans. Nicole Schwartz-Eck, Kiwanis, on Monday, September 9th, they're going to be having a meeting at noon at Pizza Hut to thank everybody that participated in the Buckout. You can RSVP with Janet Kassler. Michaela from Simply Southern wanted to give a shout out to CCC. She's been doing all the alterations for the cheerleading team. So make sure if you have alterations to give them a call or your dry cleaning. And then they also have these neat things now. They've got these, I forgot what they called them, but they're like animal heart packs, heat packs for kids. And they're filled with lavender, you know, the old, remember the old rice packs that you used to have?
Yes.
With the lavender? Yeah.
Yes.
So they've got those for kiddos now and all kinds of different animals. And so you can stop by Simply Southern for that. And then, of course, Doug Munn from lost track who I'm talking about. They're having a soccer night, soccer and Bible study, and that is this Sunday. And you can sign up online for that. And I think, I'm trying to remember if there's any other announcements. I think that's all the other little announcements, but like you said, most of the stuff's coming up later this fall, but there's a lot of stuff coming up, even just coming this weekend, banquets, all kinds of fun stuff. So,
yeah, so be on the lookout for that. And always, you know, you'll always find something to do here in the city of Coffeyville. Well, Candy, thank you very much for coming in. I hope you get well soon.
Yes, thank you.
And we will talk to you next week.
Sorry. I think I'm doing okay, and then I start talking it.
Yeah, so we'll go ahead and send it on to another break. We got ONN Beef Industry News coming up next. When we come back, we will have more Open Line for y'all here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.